This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's 519 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. It's Monday and it's time to go home. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm not leaving till I talk to the folks for the Community Play Project, because this week they have auditions for a really big show coming up, and I will start with Lily Blauen and Tiffany Springer first, and we will introduce who's with them as we go along here. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Will.
Thanks for having us.
Now, it's been a couple of years since you started, but for folks who don't know, talk about the Community Play Project.
Sure. The Community Play Project started in 2017 as a partnership between the Illinois Council on Developmental Disabilities and KCCDD, and it really sprang out of our minds when we decided that as good as our community of arts and theater is here in Galesburg and Knox County, we wanted to open our arms a little bit wider and see if we could make that community more diverse and rich, and if we could really create a truly inclusive theater experience. So CPP was born, and here we are, yeah. 2 years later.
And Tiffany, correct me if I'm wrong, but this has probably worked out better than you would have imagined.
I would think so. You know, I had some experience with the Penguin Project of McLean County. And so just knowing that there was a need for that type of resource here made it really easy to kind of see what would work with our community and the clients at KCCDD. And it was a beautiful, beautiful creation.
Did it make you nervous at all, I guess, given though that the theater community here is almost ridiculously large in a good way, I would say? I mean, does that didn't cause any problems or anything,
did it? It was really the reason, I think, the thing that gave us the most confidence to jump was because we knew that we had such a loving community, such an experienced community, and a really good opportunity to invite people into kind of a professional experience that you don't really get in towns of our size, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. So tell me who you brought with you.
We have Morgan Talbot, our choreographer, and Aaron Darling, our music director. They'll be helping us throughout the show, making us sound good and look good, and they are amazing. We have such a good production team.
So this performance is going to be one that, gosh, if this doesn't sound like it could be a very big deal to pull off, I don't know what is.
It's going to be a blast. We are doing Shrek the Musical.
Oh, my.
And I honestly don't think that we could have picked a show that's more us. It's fun. It's silly. It's got memorable music that totally rocks. And it has a lot of heart. I mean, the main message of the show is that normal is not what you think it is, that beautiful is not what you think it is. There's a song in it called Let Your Freak Flag Fly, and we can't think of a better anthem for our group. So.
Absolutely, yes.
So, Morgan, how do you pull off doing choreography for something like this?
I've worked with another Penguin Project in Peoria, so I'm very used to just different tactics it takes to teach people with developmental disabilities. You take your time and work slowly and build it
and
up.
And she's uber flexible.
Really? Well, then. So, Aaron, how do you pull off your role?
Well, this is my first year being involved with the Community Play Project.
What pushed you into doing it?
Well, Lily Blauen did
it. It was me. I did it. I pushed it.
I knew it.
Right over the cliff.
This girl with two thumbs over here. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, part of this is that I really want to branch out in the theater community. I perform a lot. Like, I just got done performing in Godspell that ended yesterday. And I choreograph at Monmouth Roseville High School, and now I'm into music directing, and I'm really excited to do so. It's a new learning experience for me. I'm trying to get as much information as I can. But I love working with differently abled people and adults with disabilities, because they bring this whole new creativity to the table, and it really humbles you and opens your eyes to all different kinds of walks of life and how people learn differently. And it helps me kind of expand my view of how to teach music to people. And so I'm very excited to be a part of this.
Well, Tiffany, speaking of being able to work with differently abled people, the first time I saw you work with some of these folks in the Community Play Project, I thought, good Lord, she's got it.
Well, thank you for that. I have always had a draw to my friends with all types of abilities. Mm-hmm. And so it is definitely a population that my heart goes to and I connect with very much. So thank you for that, because that is a compliment to the highest order.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. But the key to this is that it's not just folks with disabilities that are acting and they're part of this project. It's other people too, right, Lily?
Right. Our mission is to create a truly inclusive theater experience for individuals of all abilities. We think that everyone is unique. And the only thing that makes us different than other theater programs is that we're prepared to meet you wherever you are at. Whatever you need to succeed, we are there providing the environment, providing the tools that anyone can succeed. And the more that the community gets involved, the better and the more successful this production will be.
Okay. So this is a Shrek the Musical you'll be doing, and the auditions are this week, is that right?
Yes, sir. Thursday from 7 to 9 at Prairie Players Civic Theater, and Saturday from, from 2 to 4 also at Prairie Players Civic Theater. And I would just like to shout out to them who are, Prairie Players Civic Theater is a partner of ours in this endeavor and has been very supportive of us.
Yes.
And we are so happy to be working with them on this project and hopefully many more to come.
Is this the first real big production that the project has done?
Yes. We started doing workshops 2 years ago and then have kind of worked our way up working on scenes. And then we did a one-act play and then a one-and-a-half-act play. And so this is kind of our graduation day where we get to see what it looks like when we put on a full-fledged production.
Nervous?
No.
I don't think so. I'm excited. I mean, our players have worked really hard these last couple of years. They have been dedicated and built up their skill set. And I think we're all just really anxious to put that out to the community and to, strut our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Erin, Morgan, anything you two want to add?
I mean, honestly, we have a group of dynamite women in our casting. We've just women in charge, and it's really cool to see that and work alongside a supportive group of ladies who really are passionate about other people and passionate about theater and making it accessible to everybody.
Yes.
No, I don't want to sound like a card-carrying cynic, but you know one of these sets of auditions is right in the middle of the Taste of Galesburg, right?
Yeah. What we're hoping for is that people are going to go out, enjoy the festivities, and then stop by the theater for just a short while, show us what they got, and then they can get back out there.
I mean, what else gives you an appetite other than coming and giving a grade A audition?
Absolutely.
Before, and it's
basically on your way.
Right?
Yeah. It's already downtown.
You're right there. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
All right. If somebody wants to audition and they've never done that before, what should they be thinking about?
Really, the main thing is coming ready to just do anything. Be willing to try. Mm-hmm. Because the main purpose of the audition is for us to see what you're willing to do, what you're comfortable doing, and how well you take direction, how willing you are to kind of think outside of the box, to take risks. If you're going to come with anything, think about your favorite song, one that really shows off your voice, one that you sing comfortably to. We're not going to make you sing the whole thing, but we will ask you to sing just a little bit of it. And wear something, if you can, a little comfortable, because Morgan is going to make you move just a little bit.
Morgan, how could you?
Sorry, it's part of my job.
There you go. All right, so again, talk about one more time the when and the where.
Auditions for Shrek the Musical with a community play project at Prairie Players Civic Theater Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday, July 27th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. And again, we have the info as well on our community events page of WGIL.com. But you have a website folks can find out more at about too, right?
We sure do. You can visit us at cppgalesburg.com, and it'll tell you all about the audition. You can see a breakdown of the show, all of the characters that you could play, or you can learn how to volunteer if maybe you're not quite ready to get on stage, but you want to help out in some other way.
Very good. All right. Lily, Tiffany, Morgan, and Aaron, thanks so much for coming in, and I hope this goes very well for you, but I'm sure it will. You guys are, well, you know, it's all you guys, so how can it go wrong?
Thank you.
Thank you, Will.